took three 18-wheelers to haul away the dough. The deadline for filing taxes has come and gone, except for those serving in the war with Iraq. Not only do they get extra time to file, they can still take deductions.
If you haven't put money into your individual retirement account for 2002, or perhaps you haven't started one, you might want to think about doing that because you still have time to do that.
Eric Smith with the IRS tells his troops will get an extra 180 days to file their income tax returns. Although Fred Rogers is gone, his advice will live on. Coming this fall, a new book, The World According to Mr. Rogers, a collection of inspirational sayings, advice, and anecdotes. This is ABC News.
News Radio 590 KLBJ. I'm Lane Ingram. It's 3:04 and topping Austin's news this hour. Austin city officials are wading into the debate over congressional redistricting facing the Texas legislature. Lawmakers are considering a plan that would split Austin into four different districts. Currently, all of Austin is contained within one district. Mayor-elect Will Wynn says that splitting up the city would weaken the ability of voters in Austin to elect a representative that's familiar with the area's needs and priorities.
I think Austin has earned its role in this state as a major urban area, as a business center, as a center of government, and I think this plan, as we see before us, clearly takes away from that.
The redistricting effort is being pushed by House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Sugarland. The House Redistricting Committee is scheduled to resume hearings on the different proposals later today. Governor Rick Perry speaks out about school finance in Texas. News Radio 590 KLBJ's Ricky Reyes reports.
Yesterday, Governor Rick Perry questioned a plan endorsed by the Senate and introduced by Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst in dealing with Robinhood. Governor Perry is leaning towards a plan in the House that will take a comprehensive look at public schools and not just about the shifting of taxes. The House has passed a bill that would repeal Robinhood in 2004 and give schools additional funding while lawmakers draft a new finance system. Ricky Reyes, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Now, the News Radio 590 KLBJ Radar Weather Watch with staff meteorologist Bill Lemmer.
Low overcast settling on in the early morning hours, feeling a lot more like June or July than a morning in early May. We may not go below 70 in many locations. Low cloud lingers for a few hours, then enough sunshine to take us well up into the 80s to around 90 degrees. Pretty warm, so we'll have to monitor for at least an isolated afternoon thundershower. And again, Wednesday, we should be near 90. Isolated afternoon storm, more organized activity if it forms, should be well off to the north. I'm Bill Lemmer, News Radio 590, KLBJ.
Currently in Austin, it's cloudy and 77 degrees. I'm Lane Ingram, live local news every half hour, 24 hours a day on Austin's News Leader, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Talk with George Norrie. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George Norrie toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free 1-800-618-5033. 8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling the AT&T International Operator and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And how would you like to be the first one on your block to talk to an investigative mythologist? Yep, you can do that on Coast to Coast. Back in a moment with my guest, William Henry. Over the weekend, I needed to use a flashlight in my car. For some reason, the dome light didn't work. It was nighttime, and I'm driving around L.A., lost, and I'm trying to read some Yahoo Maps, and I couldn't. But then it dawned on me that old George, a long time ago, put a CC Trek light in his car glove compartment. And so I reached, and there it was. And you know what? It's been in there for 2 years. It's been on only one other time, and it went on like clockwork. I had light, and I could see exactly what I needed and got to wherever I was going. wherever that might have been. So when you think about it, flashlights are pretty darn amazing things, aren't they? Portable light lets you see in the dark. But, you know, with all these technological advances over the years, how come some of the flashlights that you use don't work, huh? Well, you don't have to worry about that with the Sea Crane Company. The white LED flashlights, they work. They use so little power, the batteries last 20 times longer than regular flashlights. The LED bulbs will never burn out. They are waterproof, shockproof. Their cool white light helps you really see in the dark. And they're made in the USA to the highest quality standards. In other words, these flashlights did not let me down, and they won't let you down. And right now, the Sea Crane Company has got a great deal on the CC Trek light. Regular price is $29.95. But if you buy four, you get number five absolutely free. And these things go like hotcakes, so take advantage of this. And when you see how well these flashlights work, give one to a relative or definitely put one in the glove compartment of your car. I don't know why they call that a glove compartment, because I've never put gloves in there. But, hey, put it right where it's supposed to there. The Sea Crane Company, call 1-800-522-8863. The number again for the white LED flashlights or that free Sea Crane catalog, 800-522-8863, or go to the web at ccradio.com.
Tear Mender, more than just a glue. It's like a tailor in a bottle. Tear Mender is the time-proven adhesive for fabrics, both natural and synthetic, and for leather, like that in shoes, boots, and sporting goods. Sure, it's natural. Sure, it's non-toxic. Even more sure, it works. Tear Mender liquid is easily applied using your finger and quickly dries to a permanent and washable bond. Dropped hem? With Tear Mender, it's fixed before you thread a needle. Damaged work clothes are Tear Mender repaired instantly. Snags and sweaters disappear with a Tear Mender application. No sewing, no iron patch, no mess. Tear Mender even re-tacks loose or hanging wallpaper. Tear Mender is amazing. Wearable in 3 minutes, washable in 15. Tear Mender saves time, saves money, solves problems. Purchase your Tear Mender at Kmart, Tractor Supply, participating Ace, Do It Best, Hardware Hank, Farm Stores, and now at Walgreens. Tear Mender, to try it is to know it works.
Welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie, William Henry, my guest. Hey, William, before we go to the calls, did you do any work or have you ever done any work into the reptilian race? I have David Ike was on last week. We talked a little bit about that, and I'm just wondering if you ever crossed into that arena.
I have extensively. In fact, on my website, I have an article posted called Stargates, Wormholes, and the Bearded Gods of All Major Religions. And I ask the question, why is it that the savior gods of every world religion, including Buddha, Jesus, Quetzalcoatl, Ea or Enki of the Sumerian tradition, are depicted as bearded men whose bodies are that of a serpent? Now, is this because they're reptilian? I mean, Isis walked around wearing the horns of a cow. That didn't mean she was half human, half cow, or that she was somehow bovine.
And the Egyptian gods, like Ra and all them, they all look reptilian, don't they?
Well, not necessarily, but my point is that when we see Yahweh, the god of the Hebrews, portrayed as a human-serpent combination, or any of these others, and I've got half a dozen shown in this article, I'm asking the question, is it possible that these are not beings who are half human, half serpent, but rather they're representative of the wormholes?
Now, tell me about that. What do you mean, the wormhole? You mean you think they came through it?
Yes.
Other lands.
If they're not actually the wormhole themselves.
What do you mean by the wormhole themselves? I could see them coming through a stargate or wormhole from another planet.
Right. So let's suppose that either the beings that emerge from those wormholes, like in the Mayan case, they call him the god Nine Winds or god of Nine Winds.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the figure that's going to step out of the serpent rope or wormhole in 2012 and deliver this enlightenment teaching. What if that isn't an individual? What if it's actually the wormhole itself? And we've been taught to believe that Quetzalcoatl, who may also be this god of nine winds,
right,
is portrayed as a bearded person. What if he's not actually a bipedal human being? What if he's actually the wormhole himself? I mean, that's a little far out sounding. It's safer to say that likely Buddha, Jesus, Quetzalcoatl, Ea, all these figures are shown as half human, half serpent because they deliver the teachings about the wormhole.
I'll tell you, anything's possible. And when you think about the possibilities that all of these things could be stories, but then when you look at all these various civilizations all honing in on some of the same things.
Right.
And I've always been a believer there are no coincidences.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
In fact, critics will say, well, Jesus was never a serpent. Well, they called him Messiah. The Hebrew word for Messiah is adder, according to Strong's Concordance to the Bible. If you go over to Ireland, you find out the word adder means serpent.
Hmm. Well, we do know the opposite of a Christ was the serpent. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a tie in there. Let's go to the calls. Wild card line, welcome to Coast, you're with William Henry. Hi.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
George, I too do not like clowns.
Good.
But
good
I like
for
you.
There's many of us.
I know. I'm glad to find that out. I thought I was the only one until I heard you say that, and now I've heard a lot of people
say. Oh, yeah.
William, you sent me on quite a journey through the library. The last time you were on this show, you tied a whole lot of interests of mine together, and boy, have they blossomed.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's been very interesting. One of the things that did dug up is a long line of Freemasons in my family, and I've always been extremely curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I really want to ask you about is this really caught my attention when I read Holy Blood, Holy Grail, about a passage from the parchments that the priest had found at Rennes Le Chateau,
mm-hmm.
that said something about noon blue apples.
Right.
And then you're saying something about these blue illumination stones, and something intrigued me about them saying that he went on long walks picking up rocks.
Right. I believe the blue apples of Rennes Le Chateau lore are the same as the blue stones, and that when this priest is out picking up these stones, he may well have been picking up the stones of illumination.
Now, where did these come from, and why are they spread all around?
I believe they likely, well, the original source, I believe, is the center of our Milky Way galaxy, and that these, they come to Earth in the form of neutrinos and other energy, cosmic rays, get imbued in the soil. Perhaps they washed down from the Pyrenees and ended up there in Rennes Le Chateau. But ultimately, I feel it's our interaction with the galactic center that explains the source of these blue stones that cause ill or illumination.
And when is it that you're going there?
We are leaving a week. Well, we're leaving Monday. But there's still room. People can still come along if they want to.
Better bring a passport.
That's right. Come on along. We need you. We want you.
This has been some of the most fascinating stuff I've ever encountered in my life, and it's pulling so many interesting things together. Like you were talking about language and following language and everything, and I've always been a reader of the dictionary, believe it or not.
Right.
And words are fascinating. And
they are. They encode the whole history of the human race. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. He said he'd get rid of all 6,800 books that are now comprised the basis of the Library of Congress and save just one book, the English Dictionary.
I love it. Thanks, Jackie.
Okay, thanks.
Well, you really need to be a reader in order to grasp some of these concepts, don't you? You can't be someone, there are some people who just scan the internet for their information. There are other people who just want to watch TV or do quick listening to radio. To grasp some of the things we've talked about tonight, you need to study and you need to read, don't you?
You do. You have to reach a kind of a critical mass of knowledge. You have to approach it again with an open heart and an open mind, because so much of what we're talking about when we're reading were actually what the ancients, what they called riding, which is solving riddles. Because everything that we're talking about tonight is
they are riddles, all of them.
In riddle form, and also in rhyme and song and poetry. This is just how they did it, because the reason is because to the subconscious mind, it's discordant. It catches our attention. It's sort of like the fish hook that catches the fish. It flashes on us, and next thing we know, it has this tremendous allure to us, and we're lured into this web of relationships, and pretty soon we realize we're not the fish. We're the fisherman. We're looking for these secrets. We're bringing them into ourselves, and we're becoming the mystery, because we are the mystery.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi.
Hi, George. This is Noah calling from Valley Village.
Hi, Noah.
Hi. I have a quick question for you, guest William.
Sure.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Hi.
We were just learning about cathars in school, and we were learning about Cathar's last stand against the Crusade up in that mountain fortress in the south of France. And they were outnumbered, and they said they'd give up in 48 hours. And in that time, it's believed that they smuggled out something. A lot of people say it's the Holy Grail. And some people interpret the Holy Grail to be Mary Magdalene. Do you have any thoughts on that or any comments?
I'll let you listen on the radio, too, Noah, okay?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that legend at the last stand of the Cathars at Montségur. The Pope's army had them cornered there. And what was interesting is that along the way, the Pope's army started noticing that no matter what torture they inflicted on the Cathars, they didn't show pain, they didn't reveal their secrets. And members of the Pope's army actually started converting to Catharism and fought alongside the Cathars at the last stand there at Montségur. And as the legend says, several of them escaped with certain scrolls. It couldn't have been Mary Magdalene because the time period just doesn't fit. We're talking about the year 1244.
Right,
here.
Right. You're talking about the 1,200 years or so.
It could have been a genealogy, as some people believe.
Uh-huh.
It could have been the Book of Love that was talked about in the Languedoc region, this book of immense power that can completely change the human heart. So it's likely that it was something portable like that. It was then taken to the caves of Sabarthas in the Languedoc. And, of course, then the story gets picked up in the early 30s when Adolf Hitler sends his mythologist Otto Rahn into the Languedoc in search of these secrets. And it's widely believed that he found these secrets within the crystal halls of the Sabarthas. And he died under mysterious circumstances shortly after reporting what he had found to the Nazis. They likely murdered him.
Oh, man.
So there's, you know, lots of historical references to this, that this is real. And again, you know, we think of Adolf Hitler as this sort of comical dictator tyrant who is nuts, and he was. But there was another side of him that very well understood.
Oh, he was geniusly insane.
Exactly.
And there's no question about it. And, you know, and if I would go back in the time, I think I'd still take him out just to rid the world of the guy. But, I mean, for every insanity, I mean, there is a fine line between genius and insanity, too.
Without question.
Yeah. Wild card line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, George. This is Jean-Paul in Golden, Colorado.
Well, welcome, Jean-Paul.
Thanks for the wonderful job you've been doing since taking over the show.
My pleasure. Go ahead.
I really appreciate having David Icke on last week, too. That
okay.
was great for the audience. Hello, William.
Hi. How's it going, Jean-Paul?
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good. What you're mentioning on the last part of the, I guess, last hour was about the bridge. And I was wondering if that bridge that was perhaps being referred to is the heart. And the heart energies that emanate.
Without question. That's we're now discovering when you read the works of Paul Pearsall, when you read the works of Joseph Chilton Pierce and others, they've been on Coast recently too, talking about the tremendous power and intelligence that the heart has. It's even more powerful than the brain.
Right. I'm very familiar with Greg Braden's research on that.
Greg Braden also. I mean, imagine when this kind of information goes mainstream, which is what they're trying to make happen right now. We're talking about the complete revitalization and, in fact, possibly even the healing of our civilization, because if the heart and the head are not united, this is when illness occurs.
Oh, absolutely, and certainly a challenge to get the two united,
yes.
considering where we've come from, like our past and everything, but that's part of... I guess what's going on in my lifetime and many other lifetimes for other people in the planet right now.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's what's neat about the effort of individuals such as yourselves is that we're all feeding this collective energy. And if enough of us get together on this and decide we want to build this bridge of light, we'll do it, and we will completely change our civilization. We'll be less dependent on terror as the motivating force in our civilization, and actually moving into Tara, which is enlightenment and compassion, a wordplay or a pun on terror.
Do you find, William, that we are going through as a world a very different time right now?
We're going through a collective initiation right now, without question. And we are in the portal, and the light is coming on or about 2012. And what we're doing is we're going through this greatest point of fear for our civilization. And again, as Dr. Kaku and others have talked about, this is the moment when we decide, are we going to inherit the wind, become space dust, or are we going to inherit the stars and become space beings?
West of the Rockies, your turn. You're on with William Henry. Hi.
How you doing, George?
Good.
This is Mike from Fontana.
Sure, Mike. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. I can't see you.
I know. How you doing, William?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Pouring rain here now, by the way.
I told you it was coming.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago, so I know. First of all, I'm an aspiring writer, and I don't have any credentials or degrees, but considering that I have an illumination of knowledge in myself, I'm just wondering about ancient texts, how it refers, how they interpret sin. How is sin interpreted in the ancient texts and myths?
Sin. Okay, listen on the radio. Sin, William Henry.
Well, of course, you know, the word actually means miss the mark. It means ignorance. Sin was once the name for our moon. And so the Babylonians said, hey, we were made from genetic material that came from sin. And by that, they didn't mean something awful or dirty, as the common connotation of the word means today.
S-I-N?
S-I-N. They called the moon sin, and so what sin meant, referred to originally, was genetic material imported from the moon. So here's your Baptist preacher on Sunday saying, you were born in sin. You're made of sin, you ugly, filthy creature. But now you can go back to him and say, but you know what that originally meant? It meant I was made from genetic material imported from the moon. Try that one on him.
Moon dust, huh?
Moon dust.
Sounds like an old Twilight Zone movie.
Right.
Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir.
George, this is Dave calling from San Jose, listening on KSFO.
Sure.
And congratulations about your ratings. Great news.
Thank you. Thank you.
William, I have a question. God, many, but particularly, you mentioned the serpent rope coming down. Then you also mentioned the human spine and how these things may be interconnected. There is, in Indian literature, a term called kundalini. I was wondering if you're familiar with that, because that also says that within our spine is the serpent coiled, and you've mentioned serpent many times tonight.
Yes.
And have you, in your research, seen lately an activation or a spontaneous activation of this kundalini energy, and is this kundalini energy in fact what the alchemists and what the myths and the secret of secrets are really all about, and the Holy Grail? Is this what you're getting at?
Yes, it's all part of the equation right here.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at myth and scripture, we know you can interpret it on many levels: the historical, the literal, the metaphorical. You can also interpret myth and scripture on the anatomical level, too. What is written about in myth and scripture also takes place inside the human body.
Right.
That's the real value of studying it, because you learn about yourself and how to activate the coiled energy that's within us.
Have you seen this in your research, in your own personal life, and maybe with your, obviously, the people that you surround yourself with, have you seen this phenomenon happening more and more lately?
I get the question all the time. I've only experienced it one time in my life. I was traveling one time and I met a woman, and this is a really weird story, but I'll tell it anyway. I don't know why I'm telling you.
Uh-huh, here we go.
She said, you know, I've got a connection to the stars, and if you make love with me, I can bump you up the evolutionary ladder. And I said, well, I'm committed to somebody. She wouldn't really much care for me for doing that. She reached out and touched me, and that kundalini energy came uncoiled and went right up my spine. And it was, and from that moment, I believed what she said, that she actually had that power. So I know what it feels like to get that energy moving within you.
William, you dog you.
Right.
So you are seeing this as is probably... Almost all of your research and all your writings, to me, seems to focus on this. So you are seeing this now.
Oh, absolutely. And as I say, the whole focus of my research is to bring it back into the body, bring it back into our personal experience. How do we kickstart this resurrection machine that we call our human body? It is a flower or a flower of this healing energy. How do we get our bodies to blossom? Is another way of saying, how do you get the kundalini to come uncoiled and rise up the spinal cord system?
Stay with us. William Henry, my guest. I'm George Norrie, back in seconds on Coast to Coast AM.
I'm at my wit's end. You say your love is bona fide, but that don't coincide with the things that you do. And when I ask you to be nice, you say you gotta be cruel to be kind.
Mornings with Mark, Ed, and Sergeant Sam.
Are the schools enforcing the dress codes? What are the kids wearing? Flip-flops, belly shirts, low-rise jeans, hip huggers, navel rings, tube tops?
No. Well, you left one out. The Monica Lewinsky look with the exposed top of a thong.
The morning show.
Is that
Say
right?
that again.
The exposed thong.
Oh, hell yes.
Weekdays 5 to 9.
That Monica Lewinsky made so popular in the White House.
On News Radio 590.
Does that go along with the low-rise? Jeans.
Oh, yeah.
KLBJ.
News Radio 590 KLBJ. I'm Lane Ingram. It's 3:30 and topping Austin's news this hour. An odor study at three northeast Travis County landfills could be underway soon. News Radio 590 KLBJ's Rick Janicek reports Travis County commissioners will get an update on the study today.
A working group of neighbors, businesses, and experts are just about set to begin phase one of the three-part plan. John Cool with the county's Natural Resources Department says they are still trying to hire a consultant to oversee the study.
We wanted to make sure that in the first phase we had a contractor that would be the best qualified for all three potential phases. And this approach should let us hire that person right off the bat and not have to worry about them being disqualified from further phases.
Cool adds a consultant should be hired in about 2 weeks and the working group could start meeting by next month. Reporting from the Travis County Courthouse, Rick Janicek, News Radio 590. KLBJ.
Today's forecast contains scattered thunderstorms with a high of 88 degrees. Currently in Austin, it's cloudy and 77. I'm Lane Ingram. When news breaks, we break in on Austin's news leader, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Is your interest in gardening beyond pure aesthetics and landscaping? Are you intrigued by plants that promote health or their medicinal purposes? Well, now you can satisfy your curiosity at one nursery in Northeast Austin called Gardens of the Ancients. Gardens of the Ancients combines a large selection of dried herbs, fresh herbs, even locally grown herb plants with educational books on holistic medicine and traditional practices of ancient cultures. Gardens of the Ancients is surrounded by a quiet atmosphere, huge herb gardens, and friendly folks who can answer all your questions regarding how to take care of your herb plants and how your plants will help take care of you too. Gardens of the Ancients is located in Northeast Austin near Samsung on Palmer Lane. It's tricky to find, so call ahead for directions or visit their website at gardensoftheancients.com. Gardens of the Ancients, 272-9062. That's 272-9062.
Put your seatbelt on, strap yourself in, buckle up tight when you go for a spin. No matter where you drive, if it's near or far, buckle up all the riders in your car. 'Cause it's the law, and if you're in violation, an officer will be right there to give you a citation. Yes, they're stepping up enforcement, sending out more police, 'cause...